and it was sent to me just a couple of days ago. And as soon as I saw it, I thought, wow, this is just such a wonderful, wonderful way to open our thoughts on faithfulness. This has not been tampered with in any way. It is just as the guy shot it on his camera. God is faithful. Why? Because it is part of his very essence, his nature, and the character of the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the one God who we acknowledge in three ways. How many people here have a family dog? Quite a few. As I pondered the attributes of faithfulness, it occurred to me that if salvation was dependent upon faithfulness, it's very likely there would be more dogs in heaven than people. If my talk today was about man's faithfulness, it would be a short talk indeed. Fortunately, it is about the eternal, endless, predictable, dependable faithfulness of God. But rest assured, my good wife has reminded me that this is not to be an eternal, endless talk. As we process the news headlines day by day, it is not unreasonable to conclude that the human race is not distinguished by faithfulness. Breakdowns in diplomatic relationships between countries, employer-employee conflicts, marriages, even friendships are daily compromised in part due to a lack of faithfulness. Sadly, this usually leads to consequent hurt, misery, and disappointment. We who profess to trust in Christ are challenged to exhibit faithfulness rather than be squeezed into the mold of existential or adjustable ethics. Despite popular opinion, wonderful blessings still flow from faithfulness and keeping our word, keeping our vows, honoring our promises, keeping our promises to God and to those with whom we have entered into covenant may at times be very challenging. But can you imagine our world if God the Creator was not faithful to fulfill and do what he has promised? Would the moon rising every evening on time, in place, to the second, creating our tides and night, our day, is it an accident that mariners, scientists, and astronomers can predict the precise position and timing of all the heavenly bodies with such assurance that these predictions are consistently accurate and able to be utterly depended upon? Spring always follows winter, and autumn always follows summer. Day follows night. Sunrise and sunset are predictable because our cosmos does not run as a random series of unplanned events, but it is perfectly created and interrelated as a system fulfilling the precise and exacting requirements of a complex set of variables required for life to exist on this speck in our immeasurable universe called Earth. God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Do you ever stop and consider how reassuring it is that every day, not just some, it predictably begins with the sun rising, warming our atmosphere, providing light for us to see, light for plants to photosynthesize, and for life to continue. And that within every tiny seed is the minute but incredibly complex genetic blueprint for that tiny object to sprout, to grow, and to display its unique set of attributes, including its ability to produce more seeds with the exact same blueprint. A radish seed does not produce pineapples. God the Creator, our Creator, is faithful. Scripture tells us that God is not a man that he should lie. Truth, as another aspect of his character, means that everything he says he will do is certain. That means he is 100% reliable 100% of the time. He does not fail. He does not forget. He does not falter. He does not change or disappoint. How many of us have made well-meaning, well-intentioned promises that we fully intended to deliver on, even to ourselves, But when circumstances changed, we failed to deliver. We rationalize, we delay, we change our mind, or perhaps the cost, financial or otherwise, associated with our promise escalates. So we may consider ourselves reliable, even very reliable, but are we absolutely reliable? We can determine we will not sin again, but will we be faithful to keep that pledge? You see, as I thought about this, I realized there is a world of difference between good intentions and absolute reliability. As humans, we may understand and learn to accept and accommodate that in our dealings with one another, that we can accept less than 100% reliability. But is this what we accept or believe is the standard in the way God acts towards us? Is this difference important? If God is truth, he has to be faithful to keep all his promises and covenants. God cannot, he will not lie. How do you and I know all his promises will be fulfilled? One, God by nature cannot and will not promise what he does not intend to keep. And two, being omnipotent, that is, all-powerful, he is always able to do what he promises. Do you know what a caveat is? A caveat is a warning of a specific limitation on something such as an agreement or a promise. And we do need to appreciate that many of God's promises are conditional. Conditional upon certain obedience on our part. And if we disobey, God therefore, in accordance with his promise, his faithfulness, is not unfaithful in withholding that promised blessing. Also, it may sometimes appear that God is unfaithful to a promise because of timing. When God delays, it is always, always in our best interest. In his time, dictated by his wisdom, he will faithfully fulfill his promise. Can you say amen to that? Wasn't very loud. A writer by the name of D. Treon, I do not know of this man, but he wrote, I quote, "When circumstances seem impossible, when all signs of grace in you seem at their lowest ebb, when temptation is fiercest, when love and joy and hope seem well nigh extinguished in your heart, then rest, without feeling and without emotion, in the Father's faithfulness." So what does it actually mean to you and to me for God to be faithful? Well, in short, everything. Everything. If we have not apprehended, considered and understood and embraced as absolutely true, not just the fact, but the reality of God's faithfulness, then may I gently suggest our faith in God's faithfulness is on shaky ground. The testing of our faith will only survive the hard times life presents to each of us if it is firmly engrafted onto the eternal, changeless faithfulness of God our Father. How can I explain this? Well, how many people do you know who do exactly what they say. Now, before you answer that, let me rephrase it. How many people do you know who do exactly what they say every single time? And again, before you answer, let me rephrase it. How many people do you know who do exactly what they say every single time and do it with such thoroughness and perfection that you never have to question anything they say or do? Oh, one more thing before we answer it. Let me ask it one more time. How many people do you know who, no matter what the circumstances and no matter how they feel, will always do exactly what they say they will do every single time and do it with such thoroughness and perfection you never have to worry about anything they say or do, because you know if they say it, they will definitely do it without fail, without change, and without excuse? That, friends, is our faithful God. Amen? Ray Pritchard said, "He says what he means, and he means what he says, and therefore does everything he says he will do." And I like the way Billy Graham put it very simply. He just said, "God said it, I believe it, that settles it." When we see faithfulness demonstrated by a person, and where there is a cost attached, we often note it, honor that person, and are inspired by their act of faithfulness, as if it is extraordinary or unusual. And it is inspiring to hear of such faithfulness. This week I watched the story of a Kiwi United Nations soldier who was faithful to his promise to help his Afghan interpreter and family to immigrate to New Zealand. Did anybody see that? He faced certain death by the Taliban and his family. It was moving. It was inspiring. It was courageous, and it was costly. But do you want to know a wonderful secret? It is not extraordinary for God to be faithful. It is normal. It is certain. It is who he is. Amen? That's better. Did you know that faithfulness and obedience are inseparable? To exhibit faithfulness requires obedience, not necessarily understanding. It can cost to be faithful. It cost Abraham the yielding up of his only son. It cost Esther the act of risking her very life. It cost Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the likelihood of a painful death in a fiery furnace. It cost Stephen his death by stoning. It cost God the Father separation from his beloved Son. It cost the sinless Lord Jesus Christ the full penalty of mankind's sin, your sin, my sin. It cost him suffering. It cost him humiliation. It cost him separation from his Father and a painful death upon a criminal's cross. Why? Because God had said he would make a way, and he and his Son fulfilled that promise through obedience, even unto an undeserved and shameful death. What does it cost you and I to be faithful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and King? Mother Teresa said, "I am not called to be successful. I am called to be faithful." Max Lucado said, "I choose faithfulness. Today I will keep my promises. My debtors will not regret their trust. My associates will not question my word. My wife will not question my love. And my children will never fear their father will not come home. Charles Swindoll wrote, "From the tiny birds of the ear and from the fragile lilies of the field, we learn the same truth. God takes care of his own. At just the right moment, he steps in and proves himself as our faithful heavenly Father." So what? So why is a deep awareness of God's faithfulness important to you and to me? Two reasons. Do you believe this book is God's word? I saw two people nod their head. That's a start. God actually speaking to us. Is he therefore faithful to perform what he has promised? Secondly, there are seasons in each of our lives when it is not easy. Yes, even for Christians, sometimes especially for Christians. During these seasons, it may be difficult to believe or see that God is faithful. Our faith is sorely tried. Our eyes may fill with tears because we can no longer perceive the outworking of his love. Our ears may become overwhelmed with the noises of the world, discouraged by atheistic whisperings, even infiltrating previously hallowed places. And we may no longer hear the wonderful reassurance of his still, small voice. Cherished plans may have been thwarted. Friends on whom we relied may have failed us. A brother or sister in Christ may have let us down. We stagger. We sought to be faithful to God, but now a dark cloud seems to hide from him from us. We find it difficult, even impossible, to harmonize what we are experiencing and his gracious promises. If that's you this morning, listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah written about 2,600 years ago. "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God." Did Isaiah doubt God's faithfulness? Did Job? Did many others? Do you? Oftentimes, God demonstrates his faithfulness in adversity by providing for us what we need to survive. He does not always change our painful circumstances. He sustains us through them. You cannot see faith, but you can see the evidence of faithfulness. God's evidence is abundant. We saw a smidgen of it before. What kind of evidence are you and I leaving for others to follow? Father, we thank you that you are a faithful and utterly trustworthy God. We place our trust in you today, and afresh we say, God, you are incredible, you are amazing, but you are utterly faithful. We can trust your word, and we can look to you as the ultimate guide in this life and beyond. And we thank you this day for the salvation which you faithfully delivered by allowing your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for each one of us, for all who would call upon his name. Be with us now and refresh us and fill us and empower us. In the name of Jesus, amen. So if you didn't want to keep listening to me, you could look at the scriptures.